This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We're coming down the stretch now in our project of reading through the Bible by the end of this year. We've completed the Old Testament, the Gospels, and Acts of the New Testament. Today we will start on the Epistles of the New Testament. We are able now to slow down the pace at which we have been reading to about one chapter per day. Let me start this section by introducing you to it. The church is God's prize trophy. She is a work of his hands that is now nearing completion. Why did he make her? How is he making her? For whom is he making her? What should she be doing? These and many other questions are answered in the epistles. The practical part of the epistles is their down-to-earth answers. All references to the heavenly are related to the here and now, for what goes on down here prepares us for up there. We can see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit all involved in this program. If she is to develop, the church must be permeated with deity. Deity gives her her dynamic. God does it all, but he uses men and means to accomplish the task. The men and means are clearly designated and described. If we want to be co-workers with God, we must fulfill his requirements outlined in these books. We must be able to say, as Abraham's servant of old did, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." God leads and uses those who are walking in the way he has prepared and declared. This blueprint for the church must again put on flesh and blood. Well, let me encourage you again to start reading in the book of Romans and go to my website for guidance, gettingthemessage.org.